Hey, how's it going?
Hey, John, how's it going?
Good, good, good. So
happy to hear that. Did you get a chance to take a look at everything? Okay, cool.
You know, so I looked at your guys. I looked at some reviews and stuff, and kind of about you guys and stuff. Some of the reviews did say, you know, they said, oh, they'd get me in the first, you know.
Right.
And then it never happened, you know.
Okay.
One guy did say that, you know.
Yeah, but you probably saw maybe 10 or 15 maybe or less, right, that maybe said that, something like that, right?
10 or 15, what do you mean?
Like, I mean, you saw someone that said that we didn't get them up there, right? So how many of those do you think you saw that were negative?
I think I saw like one or two of those.
Okay, so exactly. It's a very small percentage, right, out of, I think we have like about 11,000 clients. So definitely a super small percentage, right? So, I mean, I think we can at least agree that no matter how well you do, you're always going to have people that will put negative reviews, might not even be a client. Might be someone who's just angry or, you know, another company. I mean, who knows nowadays, you know, with the internet?
Right.
Especially if you only saw one or two.
Right. I mean, so what's the difference? And I mean, because kind of Times Square kind of acted like getting me, you know, really start getting me out there and all these calls. They never said they'd get me on top of Google, though. They never said that, though.
That was something they didn't. Oh, okay.
I mean, I just wonder how you guys. I just wonder what's different. How you guys even get me up there? You know?
So mostly what we specialize in is exposure, right? Because like I said, within the first week, we're doing like 100 man hours of building all your profiles, you know, the website, your Google business, getting you up there, all the exposure. So something that doing yourself would be exponentially harder, right? Because doing it yourself, I mean, you know how much time that takes to build 67 different directory profiles, your Google business profile, a website. I mean, all this stuff takes a hell of a lot of time. So we're doing it. Since it's our job, you know, we focus on it, we're able to do that much faster because, you know, it's our job to do it, so we have the time. Instead of, like, someone who has a business like yourself trying to do it on the side, you know, it would just take so much longer. So to answer your question, the main thing is exposure. We're able to put you so many different places all at once instead of just, you know, one directory listing or a couple or, you know, it's basically all over the entire internet, basically.
Right. Okay.
And of course, the tracking system helps us do that too, because we're able to see what areas are being searched in the most, what keywords, even monitor track and help you get more reviews. So we can actually track where what needs more work, where to put you, and you know how to get you up there faster.
Right. And I know the other companies said they you know they put me on a bunch of other platforms and stuff. You know.
Right.
You know, but they didn't. Like the Yelp thing, you know, like you're saying that you can get me on Yelp and I don't have to pay or nothing.
Right, because it'd be included in your package, exactly. So instead of you paying per lead or per click with them, you're just paying us the monthly fee, the $249 that covers everything we're doing, and we'll optimize a profile for you that's going to bring in jobs. That way you don't have to use their pay per lead service and you know, like you were speaking about.
Right.
It just optimizes everything. It makes it more accessible and, you know, easier for you, you know, the business owner, not having to deal with all that.
Right, it does. It does make it easier. I mean, I have to deal with that, but I'm paying, but whatever. It is what it is, you know.
Right, no, of course.
You know, I mean, and that is true, though. For 100 hours, I can have the website if I ever did cancel with you guys.
Exactly. And if for $100, you have the domain, boom, you have the site. Exactly. So in case, and like I said, you can cancel at any time. There's no commitment to it. So, I mean, at this point, I guess there are no reasons not to at least give it a try, right?
Right. I know. And that's kind of where I'm kind of at, you know. I mean, at least give it a try. And I'm trying different avenues and stuff and different things, you know, and seeing how this works out. So, and really the website thing is kind of what caught me. because it's like, you know, if I ever cancel with them, then I don't have my website no more. So
right, and that's unfortunate. So, that they said that, and then
You know, and I can switch over to a cheaper company, you know, and then they can take the domains of the site, but it's I don't see it's going to be hands on, you know. And if this really grows it more and how it benefits me more than do this, then yeah.
And you pay a little bit more, but you actually get the results you've been looking for with those other companies. It's definitely worth the value, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of exactly, you know. So
at least you don't pay, $149.
Because I'm paying. What's that?
Go ahead. I was gonna say, yeah, you'll pay $149 or $99 or whatever it is, but then you don't get the results again. That's just gonna burn you even more and make you not want to do it ever. But at least if you go with a company, yeah, it's $249, but you get the results and you get to grow the business, and then you don't have to worry about it anymore. Was what I was gonna say.
Right. Okay. All right.
Well, you were gonna say something. Go ahead.
Oh, nothing. It's like, well, then at the end of the day, it's like I'm actually paying more because now I'm paying for Yelp and click.
Exactly.
So
right.
I just look
exactly.
And it's like I just started with Yelp and was like, you know, paying $150 and I got maybe one lead off of it. You know, with all
right.
these clicks.
And it's like
know.
For one click, right, for $150, like, where's the return on that?
You know. Yeah, and there's really, I don't even know if I really even got the thing yet, so.
Yeah, so, if it even is doing anything, right, exactly.
You know, so I guess let's do this, because the website thing is really what intrigues me.
For sure, and then everything else, I mean, I promise you, man, like, you'll be happy you did it, and you'll eventually be like, okay, yeah, now I have the website and something that's helped me build the business, and, you know, at least you'll, like I said, it takes time, but you'll see the volume grow, you'll see everything come to fruition, and you'll be like, okay, I'm glad I did it.
Okay, I hope, Brian, I know you're kind of a sales market guy, so I know you...
You know, to be honest with you, man, this isn't really I'm actually a musician. This is just kind of my, way to kind of connect with people. So I'm an engineer in a recording. Like, I have a studio, and I record people and mix their music and stuff like that. So I'm not really that type of person. I just enjoy it because I get to talk with people all around the U.S. and
right.
kind of have a connection
right.
with people. So, yeah. Now, honestly, I wouldn't be working in a place that's blowing smoke up people's asses. I'll just be straight with you. Like, I wouldn't be doing that. That's not the type of person I am.
Okay.
So, I mean, enough said, I guess. So from what I had before, I think we left off. So I had the address correct. It's 27264 Gilbert. And then it was a Discover card, if I remember correctly.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And then go ahead with the number whenever you're ready, John.
It's 6011-0035-8508-7016.
Okay, and then the expiration?
1026.
1026. And then the number on the back?
It's 639.
639. Okay, now we're also going to set up a security question for you. That way you know it's us when we're calling. The calls are more secure. There's three options. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
City I was born in.
Okay, and the city name?
It's Austin.
Austin, Texas. Okay.
Yep.
Got it. And now I'm just going to set up your account here. Just takes a quick sec. Then once I process this, like I said, that is going to get sent. The invoice will be sent to your text and email. So you're going to have this for your records, you know, like what's included, the pricing, everything. And you already have my contact info, so you got that. Then we just have one other, basically, one and a half, I guess, steps, and you're good to go. So let me just see here.
So about how long is this till this website boots up?
So let's see here. I'll give you the exact timeline. So for websites, we'll have that up within 2 weeks. So within the first week, we have all your directory submissions and the tracking system I was telling you about, so you can see the success and how everything's working. And then within 7 to 14 days, the webpage and the Facebook ads are set up. So I would say within, let's just to be safe, let's say 2 weeks, could be quicker actually, because I'm going to set you up with the technician as well. Are you able to speak with him tomorrow morning, or what's a good time for you tomorrow?
Yeah, I thought we agreed on about 5 o'clock.
Okay, yeah, because I got off the phone with you and we didn't set it up, so I didn't, because I'm not able to set the, I just wanted to make sure, because if I set it up, then they kind of be like, hey, he's not even signed up yet, like, why are you, you know, so I wanted to make sure.
Right.
Yeah, but I got you. Yeah, 5 o'clock tomorrow, right?
Yeah, yeah, 5 o'clock will work. So, you know, I mean, really, I got to cancel that other website then. You know,
so you said that they have access to it, and they're so most likely if you can't buy the domain or can't get it from them, what they do is they deactivate it. They'll do that on their own. Actually, I've had other people who have worked with them in the past, and when they switched over, they told me the same story, how, you know, they had canceled or whatnot. And then when I searched for their site, it showed it was inactive. It just shows the logo of that company. So they'll deactivate it automatically. Now, I would say definitely talk to them and just see what's possible, but from my experience with other people, that's what's happened.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm just wondering because www.barnsun.com is, you know, it goes to that site. So maybe you guys just have to do something different a little or something.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, we'll do is probably just barnsun.net or .co or, you know, put Barnsun and then maybe the letters of, like, the state, like BarnsonMI.com or something. You know, there's some real small variation.
Okay.
You see what I mean? Because there's a bunch of different domains out there, so we'll still be able to do it. Just small variation. That's the only difference. And then you'll have a brand new site. It's legit, you know, so be
right,
better anyway.
I hope this site's better.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. No, what we do is we set up, like, I mean, this is like a legit Google template, a state-of-the-art site where you can put, like, scheduling, billing, your testimonies, pictures, content, like, and you'll be instrumental in making the site, so you can put your content. Of course, the technician builds it, but you have a part of it, so you can, you know, make approvals and be, okay, this is how I want it to be.
Right.
So okay. It'll be more like how you want it, you know what I mean?
Right. And I kind of, you know, and too, you know, I don't want to not have a website for too long, so maybe I'll wait, like, a week. Or maybe I'll kind of wait for this thing's running before I cancel with them.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Just so at least it's there. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. And you'll be able to talk with the technician tomorrow, and he'll be able to suggest, like, the best course of action for that, too. I'll make a note to him about that. Yeah. Okay. No worries there. Now, as for the invoice, you should have just got that through email, and I'm about to send it through text. I think the text is the easiest way to access it. Let me know if you see that come through right now.
I just got the text. Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead. It'll say below is your invoice there, and then there's like a blue link below it. Click on that link. That takes you into the invoice. Let me know once you get there.
Yeah, I'm in it.
Okay, perfect. So take a quick look, of course. Let me know if you have any questions. Now, once you get to the bottom there, you'll see a box that says, I'm the authorized user, and then below that, a space to type your name there, and then you would hit confirm signature. Once you've done that, that'll take you to our website, and it'll ask for your username and login. You're going to receive that within 7 days. The tech is going to start building all your profiles for our site and all the everything else tomorrow in the evening when you speak with him.
Okay. And create my own username?
No, he's going to actually set up your accounts tomorrow when you speak with him. He's going to start doing that. Yeah, he's going to do all that for you. And then you'll have he'll build that for you. Now, there's just one other quick step to go along with the invoice. It's called a voice verification. So, one, to ensure the accuracy of the order, and then also it's an added form of protection for you, and to go over the invoice, you know, so everything is, you know, understood and clear. Now, I'm going to start now. If you need me to review or clarify anything, just let me know. It's very straightforward, but, you know, just in case. Now, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, first, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Barnsun.
Okay. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Oh, John Barr, owner, Barr and Son.
Okay. Great. Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Now, did you say before they verified you on Google? So you already have the verification to them, right? You have a Google
yes.
business profile? Okay,
yes.
Perfect. Because that would be one of the first steps. So actually, because of that, you'll have a faster turnaround time for the placement too. So that's good. Now, as a result of increased visibility as well, you'll just be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. That's why I set up that security question for you, because we'll make sure to use that at the top of every call so you know it's us, and other callers that don't, you can disregard. Right, it just makes it better that way. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, I sent you the text with the number, that 877 number I've been texting you from, that's also the number the technician is going to call from. Difference is, if you want me, just, you know, when you call and ask for Hawk or Sahak, but they're going to call from that same number tomorrow around 5, like we set up, so just, you know, so you know it's them when they're calling. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose or let us know, let the technician know, of any additional online marketing efforts that you do during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, great. Just basically, if you do any other online marketing that's not with us, just let the technician know. That's all.
Okay.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup was charged today, May 31st, in an non-refundable amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 34th, or just, you know, 30 days from today, in the amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that you have there to prevent charges for your next month of service. Just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. There's no fees or anything that come along with the cancellation. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, I'm going to set you up for that time for 5 o'clock, right? So let me set that up now. Local Splash. Okay, I'm going to send that over. It's going to come through email. It's going to be like a Google Calendar invite. It'll have an RSVP that says yes, no, maybe. Just hit yes on the RSVP, and that confirms the time. The technician will do the same, you know, in the morning, and then you guys are set up for that time. So let me just get your email put in here. Raise the bar. I'm going to send that over to you right now.
Raise the Bar Construction.
And just, yep, Raise the Bar. I love that name, by the way.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, it's catchy. I like that a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's super catchy. Yeah, I like that. So yeah. I sent that over. That should be in your email now. So just before, you know, 5 o'clock, or just as soon as you can, just confirm that time. And otherwise, I mean, you're good to go. I appreciate you. And your time, okay. Most of all, I know it's late there, so I appreciate you. And welcome to the team, most of all. And if you have any other questions, let me know. Did you have anything else? Any other questions or anything?
No, I think I'm good. So I appreciate you.
Okay, perfect.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem at all, man. No, of course. And then they're going to give you a call within 30 minutes of 5 o'clock tomorrow to get you started, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, you have a good one, John.
Have a good evening.
All right.
You too.
You too. Bye.